He rolls to the left side. He's going to run the football. Touchdown, Andrew Luck.
There's a bunch of great players. There's a bunch of studs.
Lofted in the end zone. Intended for Moncrief. He's got it. Touchdown. Throws back door. Intercepted by Vontae Davis.
I love Coach Young. I love the way that he kind of runs things here and the family atmosphere they bring.
25, 20. Stays on his feet. He might go. 10, 5. Touchdown.
It's Friday night and your work week is over. Kick back and find out the latest with the Colts. This is the Colt Happy Hour with JMV on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Hey, welcome in. It's, well, the start of preseason schedule-wise on Sunday. 10:30 a.m., I'll take the air with Big Joe Stasniak, Matt Taylor, and others coming up for your Colts pregame huddle. Again, 10:30 a.m. coming up on Sunday in front of the Lions and the Colts. That is preseason game number one. Want to give something away here, David Deering? He's producing. Tony is out. How about caller 9, 239-1070? That's why I have you hang around. I'm always giving something away. Caller 9, 239-1070 will win a pair of tickets to Sunday's preseason opener against the Lions. Number 9, 239-1070. Courtesy of us, I should say. You're going to go to the game on Sunday. A pair of tickets for you. Caller 9, David Deering is going to pick that up. All right. Truth or trash, we start out. Here's your question. This will be Frank Gore's final year with the Colts. Truth or trash? That is about 100% truth right there. Truth or trash? Here's the story here. Gore is heading into a contract year at 34. Gore started 92 consecutive games, the league's longest active streak among running backs. If Gore equals his 2016 production, he'll move ahead of three Hall of Famers, Eric Dickerson, Jerome Bettis, and LaDainian Tomlinson, and into the top five in NFL history. He's in position to join John Riggins. You know, speaking of John Riggins, we talk about guys that went deep into the 30s, old running backs. John Riggins did just that with a high level of success. Joining John Riggins and John Henry Johnson as the only running backs to rush for at least 1,000 yards at age 34. That's a hell of a stat right there. Truth or trash? Truth or trash? At JMV 1070. Final year for Frank Gore. Man, he has had a fantastic career. You know, I guess it's been a fantastic career, but he's probably been pretty disappointed in that move from Frisco to here because things have not worked out. I mean, for him, he has been a good, solid player, but as far as success-wise, things have not worked out to the level in which he thought they would here. 92 consecutive games started. That's truth or trash at JMV 1070. More coming up on this show for you, too. I know Bob Lamy's going to have a conversation with Colts head coach Chuck Pagano on the way. We got a lot more for you. Marshall Faulk is going to be on the show, the Hall of Famer, former Colts running back from the NFL Network as well. All that and more. Barry Krause is going to join me coming up in a couple of minutes as well. So we are locked and loaded and ready to go. Right now, good friends Matt Taylor, Bob Lamy. The top six storylines of the Colts heading into the first preseason game with the Lions. This is the top six at six. Matt, take it away.
All right, thank you, JMV. We lead off every week with the top six at six here to begin Colts Happy Hour. The six hottest storylines heading into the weekend. I'm Matt Taylor, joined by the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy. And Bob, before we go rapid fire, it's game week. You ready to finally call a game?
You know, I'm ready to go. It's you know, I've had people ask me, is training camp over yet? And I'm going, over.
Not in the least.
No. We still go basically to Labor Day. There'll be player movements and acquisitions the weekend before Labor Day. But we've still got four good weeks and four games to go and a lot to be determined as far as the 53-man roster. Yeah, I'm ready to get things going. I think the players are also on both sides. Leading into this, the 2 days the Lions and Colts practice, there were several things that jumped out at me. First of all, you've got two very good, classy coaches. There was nothing like what's happened at other training camps when teams have battled each other. These players on both sides took it professionally. Yeah, there were some hard hits out there, but nobody got upset. They know it's coming. They know it's the regular season before you know it. And I was just very, very pleased with the two staffs, ours and the Lions, and how things went the last couple of days.
Right.
I'm ready. 90 guys, though. You know, we got to learn 180 names and numbers.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, that's all we can do, and it's fun.
All right, let's start off and talk about playing time. How much time do you foresee for the first-team offense? Or maybe, in other words, what are they trying to get accomplished on Sunday? I think Scott Tolzien today said he wanted to have a smooth operation out there. What do you think he meant by that?
I think what he would like to see is you get the football, you move it down the field, and you score. Whether it's a touchdown or a field goal, preferably a touchdown, obviously. You don't have turnovers, you don't have the false starts and all those kinds of things. That's a rarity just simply because it's the first time you've got really have officials out there throwing flags and things like that. And the one good thing is, as far as Scott's concerned, is that he's had the same offensive linemen in the main around him so that the cadence shouldn't be anything strange. If you look on the other side of the line, the Detroit Lions, what are they trying to do? Get the Colts three and out. So somebody is somewhere in between that is going to have a good thing. I think Scott will play maybe two series, something like that. And I think a lot of it depends on how those two series go. If you go down and score 10 points,
right,
put him on the sideline, don't worry
about it. That's a good day.
Yes, it's a great day. So I think he'll be there. Right. And on the defensive side, I think they'll play two series as well. And again, you brought up the point, there's 90 guys. I'll be surprised, other than guys who are injured, I'll be surprised if there's any clean shirt on either sideline by the time the game's over.
No question about it. All right, let's talk injuries. The Colts have all the guys unpup, of course, but now they have some small injuries that are starting to add up. We found out that Ryan Kelly could miss some time in the preseason, according to a lot of internet reports. Rookie Deshaun Bond out of Cincinnati and Warren Central, he's listed as second on the depth chart. Third on the depth chart is Brian Schwanke, but he's still on PUP, Bob. So how do you think the Colts are going to handle this for the time that Ryan Kelly is out in the preseason?
Well, Chuck this morning said he wasn't really sure right now. I'm guessing Deshaun Bond starts. Adam Redmond will follow. If anybody needs to come in after that, your guess is as good as mine. Now, they have used Joe Haig to get some snaps, but Joe's banged up.
Mm-hmm.
They've used Jack Muhort, who's at right guard, with some snaps in the preseason. It could be Bond and Redmond, and one of them plays the first half, one of them plays the second half. The thing you have to be concerned about there is you don't want to get one of them hurt.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's a fine line, and this is why the coaches and general managers get paid so much money. You know,
they have to worry about these
things.
They
have to make those decisions.
You know.
And with the other thing is you don't want to wear a player down. I mean, if you play Deshaun a whole half, and maybe next week he's got to play three quarters, who knows what that leads to. And injuries are all part of the game, but the way you can help that is by not working guys overtime.
All right, then thirdly, the Colts will be without their first two first-team linebackers on Sunday. John Bostic has a fractured finger, and Antonio Morrison is dealing with a groin. So that means more playing time for everybody else and a good opportunity for Edwin Jackson and Anthony Walker to shine. And it was Walker today. I think his quote was, he's not going to get this opportunity back, so he's going to make the most of it.
You know, and I think Anthony missed a part of the OTAs because of he was going to school at Northwestern and graduated. Anthony's a very smart young man. He's a good football player. He's a good leader. He's up to snuff, if you will. Edwin Jackson has played there. You know, John Bostic has played a lot. But I think the guy really missing things right now is Antonio Morrison. He played some last year, but he's kind of listed as the starter. And so he's going to miss this game, hopefully no more. And not necessarily because he's new at it or anything else. He just needs to put that physicality out there so everybody can see it, make certain he's ready to go for the regular season.
Indeed. All right, headline number four. The Colts have also been thin at receiver some this week with injuries to Philip Dorsett and Dante Moncrief. Now, Moncrief has a mild shoulder. Philip is dealing with a hamstring. So that opened the door for rookie undrafted free agent. Get to know this name, Colts fans. Bug Howard this week, Bob. He's turning some heads and making some plays out there.
And when you say Bug, you're thinking, okay, how little is he? He's 6'3".
He's not easily squashable.
No. He's 6'3 and 200 plus. He's got real good hands. He played at North Carolina in a pretty good system up there. He's had a problem during the regular season, or the regular part of training camp. He quickly, and I mean quickly, in a day, put all that behind him, went out, had a real good practice at Warren Central last Friday, and he's been lighting it up the last week, particularly against the Lions.
Yeah.
He's had some really good catches out there, and because of his size and he has quickness and speed, you're going to be looking at him a lot. And he's a guy that will go up and take the ball away from defenders.
Right. He's got good hands.
Great hands. And so he's an outside shot to make the roster, but these are his moments shine and make the decision tough.
We'll have to wait and see. All right, another area I'm going to be watching on Sunday is the secondary. How much does Darius Butler play? Because, again, he hasn't received a ton of game reps at safety, albeit it is the preseason coming up. It is a chance for him to get game reps. And how much does Malik Hooker play? And I think this is a storyline, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but can Mathias Farley continue to hold down his place with the first defense? So far, he's doing that.
He is, and Mathias Farley is one of these young men. You have to spend some time with him and get to know him. He is one tough cookie. He's a very smart player. He's a very bright young man, but he loves to play football, and he's taking these reps, every one he gets, to heart.
Yeah.
What he's doing is what you want out of a player on any team, particularly this team. If somebody is going to take his spot out there, they're going to have to beat him out. He's not going to say, okay, here it is, it's yours.
Right.
I like that. He's a good special teams player. He's playing well at safety. Malik Hooker, you know, he's a number one pick. He's going to have some time out there.
Right.
But he's kind of on a pitch count. Again, today, he worked out hard, and then all of a sudden, he was on the sidelines for a while. And not because he's not playing well, because they want to make sure that injury is sufficiently healed by the time we get to
Correct.
Los Angeles. So I think, yeah, Mathias has got a heck of a chance to be the starter in L.A.
All right, every year, lastly here, every year there's always a couple of guys that turn heads in those first couple of preseason games that I don't want to say they come out of nowhere, but they use the games to really bolster their chances to make the team. Who do you think that player or players will be for the Colts coming up on Sunday against the Lions? I'm putting you on the spot here. Make a bold prediction.
You know, there are a couple of guys that run through my mind here, and they're not the first one's not necessarily a surprise, but Chester Rogers. If Chester is going to be the return guy, you know, if he beats Quan Brea, and Quan's nicked up right now,
mm-hmm.
and he continues to make a move, I think he could be, and I'm putting my fingers up in quotation marks, he could be a surprise. I don't think he's as much of a surprise as you might think, but there again, you know, he's got to battle. He's got to make this spot. Philip Dorsett's not going to give this spot up.
Nope.
But Philip's banged up, and you know, you talk about it, and Chuck's answer today to the Ryan Kelly thing was next man up. And the most important ability is availability. So Chester right now is playing very well out there. On the defensive side, again, Nate Hairston, who is not really looked at in general as the guy you're going to play with. But right now.
Yeah, not a lot of people are talking about him.
Because of Quincy Wilson,
mm-hmm.
who's not playing badly at all. But Nate can play special teams. Nate's a good corner. He's going to get a chance this weekend against the Lions.
Right.
But look for him. He's making some moves. The other guy is something, Rigoberto Sanchez.
The kicker.
The kicker is an unbelievable kicker. He's got a great leg. The big question is there room on the roster? He's not replacing. He's not even in the same breath with Adam Vinatieri. Throw that one out the window. But this guy can kick off. He can punt. What I love about this, the guys that he's battling, Jeff Locke is helping him every day get better.
Mm-hmm.
Vinatieri's helping him get better. He's become a holder.
Right.
And, again, Jeff Locke working with him in that vein. When you've got this kind of camaraderie and when everybody's buying in, it's going to be good. But there's something about Sanchez that tells me if it's not here, it's going to be somewhere.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for those guys. You named somebody in all three phases of the game. That's Bob Lamy, the voice of the Colts. And those are the top storylines heading into Sunday's preseason opener with the Detroit Lions. Bob, thanks for the time tonight. Enjoy the weekend, and we look forward to the call on Sunday.
See you at the booth.
All right, that's the top six at six, the top storylines heading into preseason game number one on Sunday for the Colts. I'm Matt Taylor, and we'll throw it back to JMV right now for more of the Colts Happy Hour.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Bob. The top six of six. Get us started on Colts Happy Hour. Remember, there's more for sports fans and admire. Find everything you need for cheering and snacking, from officially licensed team apparel to party platters. Gear up for game days. Admire. More to come. Barry Krause, former Colts defensive player. He's, along with Greg Rakestraw, a part of the Colts post-game show. He'll do that again coming up on Sunday after the game, that preseason game on with the Lions and the Colts. We'll have Barry Krause and more for you coming up on the other side. This is Colts Happy Hour, FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Air conditioner overheated? Whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, you need a dealer who knows what it takes to keep things cool. With your local Bryant dealer, you're getting more than just a technician. You're getting someone who pays attention to your needs. And a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes. It takes attention to detail, the right tools, and friendly, knowledgeable service. Bottom line, it takes a Bryant dealer to keep your family cool. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com.
Bryant, whatever it takes.
When your job demands a Hall of Fame performance, you need to call the pros at Walter Payton Power Equipment. Recognized as the leading supplier of Manitowoc Grove, Broderson, and Fozzie Knuckle Boom Cranes, along with National Boom Trucks, Manitou Rotating and Heavy Lift Telehandlers, along with Talbert Trailers. They have the field covered with locations in Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, and Kentucky. For the best in sales, rentals, parts, and service, give the pros a call at Walter Payton Power Equipment, 765-482-4145, or visit on the web at wppecrane.com.
Sports are my life, getting out and being active. When I injured myself last year, my doctor referred me for an MRI at Center for Diagnostic Imaging. Their centers are easy to navigate with simple scheduling. My doctor even had my results back within 24 hours. CDI is the preferred MRI provider for the Indianapolis Colts, and they helped me get back in the game. Where you go for medical imaging is up to you. Go where the pros go.
For more information, visit mycdi.com/in. That's mycdi.com/in.
Colts fans, Indianapolis Colts single game tickets are on sale now. Tickets are available for both preseason and regular season games at the Lucas Oil Stadium box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by phone 800-745-3000. Tickets start as low as $56. Enjoy the NFL's top-ranked game day experience for yourself at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Colts are going to win it! The Colts are going to win it!
Don't miss the exclusive chance to finish on the 50-yard line of Lucas Oil Stadium as part of the annual Colts 5K run strengthened by Indiana University Health. Join us on August 26th to celebrate the return of football with the Colts 5K through downtown Indianapolis and finishing on the 50-yard line. Register today at Colts5K.com. A portion of the proceeds will benefit pediatric neurosurgery research via the Neurosurgery Foundation at Goodman Campbell Brain and Spine. Visit Colts5K.com to learn more and sign up today.
This is Joe Haig, and you're listening to the Colts Happy Hour with JMB on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back. Bob Lamy and Matt Taylor a little bit earlier. Chuck Pagano, Bob Lamy a little bit later. We get you set for the preseason game number one on Sunday between the Lions and the Colts. And joining us now is going to be the first time this season you can hear both he and Greg Rakestraw as a part of the Radio Network postgame show. Former first-round draft pick of the Colts in 1979, and I believe the better part of 12 seasons in both Baltimore and Indy, and then with Miami. Our friend Barry Krause joins us. You know, I was looking this up, Barry, the other day. Draft of 1979. Can you remember right now who was picked? Let's see here. One behind you.
One behind me? No. I know who the number one was. It was Tom Kuzma, Ohio State.
Right.
But no, who was behind
Phil you? Sims was one pick behind you.
Who's that?
Phil Sims went to the Giants.
Who?
Phil Sims.
Oh,
yeah.
I've heard of him. And your point?
I don't know. I just was sitting here.
Famer, and they picked me over the Hall of Famer. I know.
No, Brady.
Hey, there's always hope. Brady was a fourth rounder, wasn't he?
Oh, man.
If Bill Belichick is as smart as everybody says he is, then why wasn't Brady the first round pick for them?
Yeah. I'm looking at this draft, though, and, you know, Dan Hampton was a part of this, and, you know, Otis Anderson. O.J. Anderson. Yeah, good call. Kellen Winslow was number 13 overall, and that's a talented draft right there, my friend.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. It was, it's kind of interesting how the marketplace has changed. When I got drafted, there was no free agency, and there was really no leverage, no bargaining. Nobody knew what anybody else was making. So Tom Cousineau decided to say, hey, the heck with the NFL, and jumped ship and went to Canada. And he went and played. I mean, he was the number one pick for the Buffalo Bills, and he ended up jumping ship and going to Canada. And I think he regrets that because he was up there about 4 or 5 years, and, you know, you don't really make it very much money up there. And then he came back into the league. So it was just you know, one of those tough times and all, but you saw a lot of those guys, like you said, a lot of superstars on that list. And, you know, it's fortunate for them that, you know, they ended up with great quarterbacks. You know, over the years that I played, we struggled with quarterbacks. We never had that marquee quarterback, and you know it and I know it. I mean, a Phil Simms, shoot, I could have hit a home run with him. Or, you know, John Elway, we drafted him in 83 and traded him. So, you know, the Colts really, if you think about it, our marquee player when I was playing in the 80s was Eric Dickerson.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Hey, Barry Krause joins us. One more thing, and then we'll get to the game coming up on Sunday. I know how they would find your level of talent at Alabama, and you showed that, or your teammate, for example, Marty Lyons, who was at Alabama and ended up with the Jets as a part of the New York Sack Exchange back in the 80s as well. How would they find somebody like Phil Simms at a Morehead State back in the day compared to, you know, what they do to uncover anybody anywhere nowadays?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of a crazy thing. You know, they talk about your first-round draft picks being a 50-50 chance, you know, it's just of, you know, whether they're going to transition or not. And, you know, Phil just happened to, I guess, get into the right system. You know, staying in one system and learning it, you know, under Bill Parcells up in New York, and, you know, understanding and maturing and growing and you know, just a great organization, you know, really did a nice job with these players, you know, to help them grow. So I think one of my challenges is that I had 6 different head coaches in 7 years with the Colts. Wasn't any consistency. There was challenges. I mean, I had defensive coordinators that would go in and out of the door. I mean, with new systems and new systems and new terminology. So those are things that really add in there. And so, you know, you just look at that draft and you say, yeah, Phil Simms turned out pretty dang well. A quarterback that I played with Alabama was his backup for those 10 years is Jeff Rutledge. I don't know if you remember him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He was more of a wishbone quarterback, but somehow he did a nice job holding on extra points and field goals and earned himself a Super Bowl ring.
It's Barry Krause with us. Post-game show with Greg Rakestraw. Number one will be after the game coming up on Sunday, which is preseason game one with the Lions. You as a former defensive player, specifically a linebacker, and a lot of questions surround this linebacking core from what you have seen, because there is so much new as far as the defense is concerned. What do you like at the linebacker positions moving forward here, Barry?
Well, I tell you what I like is the fact that, you know, Chris Ballard comes in and training camp is all about evaluations, and Chris is under the scope as well as Chuck Pagano and being evaluated, where these young players are as well. And so, you know, he immediately saw that this defense needed to really kind of change its face, and that's what he's done. I mean, you're talking about 6 out of the 8 draft picks, defensive players, these linebackers coming in, and we're running a 3-4 type of defense. And when you run that type, as you probably know, your linebackers are really kind of the talented ones. You know, if you run a 4-3, those 4 big guys are usually the dominant, and the linebackers kind of fill off of those big guys. But when you're running a 3-4, you know, your linebackers, you're expecting them to really kind of be your, you know, tempo pacers, the guys that lead out there. And so, you know, he went out in the marketplace, and I like these guys. I like there's a lot of pressure on Shear coming out of, you know, he was with the New England Patriots last year. You know, he had 5 sacks in 15 games, and he's got a lot of experience. And I think they're really looking at it. You know, one of the downfalls of this football team was we didn't get enough pressure on the quarterback. We need pressure on the quarterback, and this kid is looking to hopefully step in as an outside linebacker and make that happen. And so that's awesome. And then you got Simon that you put out. You know, he's another good football player. A lot of free agents, Bostic, and coming in, and you know, with this fresh blood, there seems to be a lot of talent. The good size linebackers, I'm impressed with, you know, they're just the attitude. You know, every year that I played, you know, when I started, every year they brought in 10, 11 linebackers to take my job as an inside linebacker. So, you know, the motivation's out there. It's exciting to see competition. And competition brings out the best in all of them. And so with this new attitude, these new faces out on this defense, linebackers are going to be the key to the success of this defense and making it happen and bringing everybody together and, you know, showing leadership out there that, you know, we're maybe a little lacking at times out there. You know, you got to have somebody stepping up, being vocal, and also somebody that can really step up and make some plays. And linebacker is usually that guy. One of those guys needs to step up or, you know, hopefully a couple of them step up and they start making things happen on the defensive side.
Barry Krause, post-game show analyst, along with Greg Rakestraw, the host, coming up after the game on Sunday. That's the Lions and the Colts here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. We were kind of knocking this around. Eric Walden a year ago had double-digit sacks for the Colts, 11. He's the only Colt in double-digit sacks. Do they have somebody on the squad that can get that? Because clearly that is something that is of need. Do you think that Jabal Sheard, somebody like that, might be able to get to that particular point?
Well, I think they're betting on it. I think Chris Ballard's betting on it and Chuck Pagano. You know, Walden was one of my favorites because, you know, just talking with him, I said, man, I love the way you play. You're aggressive. You got a lot of fire. And he says, Barry, man, after you've been cut as many times as I have, I really appreciate everywhere I've been. So, I mean, he had been a lot, you know, 4 or 5 different teams. Like you said, he was getting after it. But, they're looking for Sheard to step up. I mean, here's a guy that is really an athletic guy you know, playing for the New England Patriots. I mean, you know, they're hoping that he can step in and be that impact player and looking for double digits. You know, we need an impact player. And, you know, last time we saw really is Freeney and, you know, Mathis, but, you know, those days are gone. We need somebody to get after it. And, you know, when you have somebody like hopefully a Sheard that steps up, they have to double team. These offenses have to make adjustments. The quarterbacks have to, you know, make audibles. And it really opens up an opportunity for a lot of the other players and to get after the quarterback. So hopefully Sheard is that impact guy that I think, you know, Ballard and also Pagano are betting on.
Yeah, and boy, they need somebody. I mean, it goes without saying that you need somebody to put some pressure on the quarterback, and I mean consistent pressure, but that'll take a lot of heat off a secondary that really outside of one, I'll give you Vontae Davis, and we can certainly talk about, you know, wherever he might be playing as far as Darius Butler is concerned, but man, there are a lot of question marks in that secondary moving forward here. Now, there's some talent. You think there's some talent. Quincy Wilson, Malik Hooker, but there are some question marks, youthful speaking, I think, in that secondary to start the season.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of question marks, and that was been, you know, it's been our challenge, you know. And when you look at, you know, some solid guys, you know, basically, you know, Vontae Davis has been that guy out there, so we know that he's going to be at that corner. But I like some of the matchups, you know, Melvin. You know, obviously Rashad did a nice job last year, but he's got that second-round draft pick, you know, Quincy Wilson, that I think they're expecting to really create a nice battle at that other corner position. So I like that. Again, you know, these guys, you know, TJ Green, you know, hopefully he'll step up. Malik Hooker, which you know, everybody's been talking about. I mean, this guy's got a lot of range. He makes plays. He had 7 interceptions with Ohio State, but he's had, you know, the surgery, so it's kind of slowed him down a little bit. But hopefully he will be that free safety, that guy can kind of roam the field and, you know, go from sideline to sideline. And what do you can say, Darius Butler, a guy that can fill in and step up, and that's what he's going to be asked to do, you know, at either a nickel position or, you know, whatever they need him to play. So, but you're right. A lot of question marks in these defensive backs, and mostly with some of the injuries. You know, Gaithers is out on PUP. These guys got to get back in there. And, you know, I just think that you get that pass rush, you get the pressure on the quarterback, it makes these defensive backs look even better than what they are. But we need help all the way across the board. And hopefully the 3-4, you know, it's going to be exciting to see, you know, how much heat we like to bring with the linebackers, get pressure on the quarterbacks. But like you said, a lot of questions on the defensive side, especially those defensive backs.
No doubt about that. So you're ready to go on Sunday?
I'm pumped. I'm pumped, man. JMV, man, it's like I just can't wait for football season to come around. I got to watch, you know, basketball and baseball and do all that stuff. But, you know, I've always been a football guy, so I'm excited about the Colts. And I really, hopefully, this Chris Ballard has got that vision that, you know, this whole city can rally around. And hopefully Jimmy Irsay, you know, feels like he made the right decision. But, you know, we're all going to find out sooner than later.
Boy, we are. Always a pleasure. I'll be listening coming up on Sunday for you and Greg and the postgame show. Enjoy it, Barry. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, JMV.
Gotcha.
Talk to you later.
Barry Krauss, former Colts defensive player. He was a first-round pick back in 1979. In the 1979 NFL draft, he was number 6 overall. So it's kind of interesting, David Deering. Dan Hampton of the Bears was picked number 4. He mentioned Tom Cousineau was number 1 overall. Kellen Winslow, number 13 to the Chargers. Manu Tuiasosopo right there, defensive tackle, UCLA. The Seahawks at number 18. Steve Fuller, who probably is most noted for being the backup quarterback to Jim McMahon, who had to play a great deal in the Bears Super Bowl season of 85. And he was a part of the Bears in the Super Bowl shuffle, if you remember the song. Man, that's cool. Looking at that 1979 draft. And I mentioned this too, that a teammate at Alabama, Barry Krauss, was Marty Lyons. Marty Lyons was drafted by the Jets. The Jets ended up having one of the most fearsome front fours in NFL history for a couple of years in the early 80s. It was dubbed and very original nickname of the New York Sack Exchange. That was Marty Lyons. I think, what was his name? Abdul Salam. Help me out. Who else? Why can't I come up with it right now? Oh, yeah, Mark Gastineau and Joe Klecko were the 4 up front right there. Cool. There's some history right there, whether you like it or not. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Colts Happy Hour with Bob Lamy and head coach Chuck Pagano. On a Friday, getting ready for preseason game 1 Sunday. This is FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I accidentally overdrafted. Can I do anything?
Sure. At Huntington, you get 24-hour grace to fix overdrafts and avoid the fee.
Do all banks have that?
Let's call one and find out.
Big Bank Overdraft Hotline.
Hi, do you have 24-hour grace?
No, but we have 25 graces.
Hello, this is Grace.
Welcome to Huntington, the only bank that has 24-hour grace for overdrafts. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace, member FDIC.
At Honda, we always look for ways to innovate. That's why we combined summer and celebration to create the Honda Summerbration sales event. You can combine 0.9% APR with the stylish Accord, a car and driver's 10 best. So hurry into your local Honda dealer for the Honda Summerbration sales event. It's amazetacular.
Hurry into the Honda Summerbration sales event through September 5th, now at your Central Indiana Honda dealers.
Car and driver, January 2017. APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details.
Join the Blue Ladies today and meet new friends of all ages that share a common bond through their passion and enthusiasm for their favorite NFL team, the Indianapolis Colts. Members will receive a personalized membership kit, volunteer opportunities, and invitations to private member-only events such as the Blue Evening. Join your fellow female Colts fans and log on to Colts.com/Blue Ladies to sign up today. That's Colts.com/Blue Ladies. Become a member today. The Blue Ladies are sponsored in part by Massage Heights and 2020 Institute.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum. The best to offer, rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
We're talking all things Colts on the Colts Happy Hour with JMV on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Welcome back. Colts radio shows, podcasts, press conferences, and player interviews are now available on TuneIn and iTunes. To listen to exclusive Colts radio content anytime, anywhere, just simply type in the Colts in the search field and stay up to date on the Colts on your schedule on TuneIn and iTunes. I have the Forum Credit Union question of the week coming up in a couple of minutes as well. And keep this in mind, on Sunday, the Colts are teaming up with the Indianapolis Firefighters Local 416 to host their annual cash collection prior to the Colts-Lions game. It's from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 in the afternoon. Volunteers will be collecting cash from fans to fill their boots for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Donations will be collected at the Colts Community Collection Stations presented by Toyota, located outside each of the Lucas Oil Stadium gates again. Coming up on Sunday, as I mentioned, the Forum Credit Union question of the week. In a smidge, we'll revisit Truth or Trash and get to more on the show, including Marshall Faulk, in just a little bit before 7 o'clock. But right now, per usual, the weekly visit with Voice of the Colts Bob Lamy and Chuck Pagano, brought to you by Indiana State University.
Coach, I just talked to Jim Caldwell about the 2 days practice. No incidents. Good hard practices. What did you get out of it for the Colts?
Yeah, a ton of great work. An opportunity for us to evaluate, you know, our football team, just like, you know, Jim's going to evaluate his football team. Got a ton of reps. And like you said, you know, our guys competed. They didn't cross the line. They didn't make it combative. But there was great competition. You know, we kept it simple so that we could let these guys go play and go compete so that when we look at the film, we're not you know, evaluating and trying to correct a bunch of mistakes. We made it simple so we could evaluate these guys and so they could play fast and you know, see where they're at. And it's a great barometer because you know, practice against yourself through the course of training camp, and you don't go against anybody until that first preseason game. You might have a false sense of security, you know, of exactly where you're at. So having these guys come in, 2 great days of work, you kind of get your eyes open a little bit, you know, coaching, playing, everything, you know, some good, you know, and some not so good. But it's a great barometer, you know, for all of us to see exactly where we're at as a football team and for our players to see where they're at.
I guess the question I was asking Ryan Kelly, do you have any update on his situation?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, he's probably maybe a week or two, you know. The evaluation was a lot better than we anticipated. I think he's dealt with something like this before, back in college. So we're hopeful that, you know, he makes great progress, you know, with every day. He'll rehab. Our docs and trainers do a great job with him. And then it's, you know, we got, you know, next man up. You know, we got Bond and Redmond and whoever else. You know, we got a bunch of guys that got position flex, so that's always a good thing.
You talked about some of the good things you've seen out here for your club. Anything in particular jump out at you?
Again, I love the way that they work. I love the way they compete. You know, we're communicating well across the board in all three phases. And we got some guys that can make some plays. You know, on defense, we're taking the ball away. You know, and we've got some that's one of the things that we, you know, walked in here during camp and in the offseason. You know, we all know what our numbers were last year, and that wasn't good enough. And we've got to find a way to create turnovers. We got to eliminate them on offense, but we got some guys, you know, on the defense that, you know, that can take the ball away, which is always a good thing.
talk to the players. They're ready to play a game against somebody else. How about you? You ready to coach against them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I love the preseason. I love training camp. I, you know, love the grind. I think all of us love it. It's hard, but, you know, you have to do it. You have to go through it, you know, in order to, you know, harden your knuckles and figure out who's going to stick, you know, and figure out, you know, who can grind through this and who can come out here day after day after day and play consistent, you know, football and get better every single day. And, you know, it's kind of like separating the wheat, you know, from the chaff. I mean, it's one of those things. And, you know, some guys can get to a certain point and they don't think they can go any further. And that's where we come in and we've got to push them, you know, past that. They figure out, you know, once they get to that point and we push them through that, you know, that they can tolerate a little bit more discomfort. You know, and there's some guys that can't, you know, and that'll take care of itself.
Bob Lamy and Colts head coach Chuck Pagano brought to you by Indiana State University. The Forum Credit Union question of the week. This week's question from Nick Sexton in Indianapolis. Nick wants to know, since 1998, Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning have started 303 of Indy's 329 games, including the postseason. How many other quarterbacks started the other 26 games, and can you name them? Whoa! Hey, there's some homework for you. Get to work. Start grinding. Seriously, that's awesome. How many other quarterbacks started the other 26 games, and can you name them? David Derrick's on Google right now. Submit your answers to me if you like at JMV 1070, and we'll go over those answers coming up in just a bit. Download the official Colts mobile app for breaking news alerts, audio, video, game highlights, and more. Available on iTunes and Google Play. Other side, Caroline Kahn, a Colts reporter, interviews the Hall of Famer, former Colts running back Marshall Faulk of the NFL Network. That's up next. This is Colts Happy Hour on a Friday, FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
If you've seen the yellow nozzle on the pump at the gas station, you know that ethanol blended fuels from E10 to E85 are growing in availability across Indiana. Choosing E85 for your flex fuel vehicle means that you are using a cleaner burning fuel that has been proven effective and safe for your engine across millions of miles. Millions of gallons sold, billions of miles driven prove that ethanol blended fuel made from corn is a smart choice. Let's clear the air with Indiana-grown ethanol. Brought to you by the Indiana corn farmers with their corn checkoff dollars.
Speedway is proud to be the official convenience store of the Indianapolis Colts. Speedway has everything you need for your life on the go. Great food and beverage choices. And only Speedway has the Speedy Rewards Card, where you earn points good for free food, merchandise, and more. Pick up your free Speedy Rewards Card today, only at Speedway. Proud to be part of your community and proud to be the official convenience store of the Indianapolis Colts.
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
There's more for your favorite sports at Meijer. More cheering with officially licensed team apparel and accessories for the whole family. More snacking with a great selection of party platters for your game day spread. Order at the deli or online at Meijer.com. More heartbreakers and cliffhangers with low prices on TVs from Vizio and Samsung. There's more of everything you love this sports season for less at Meijer.
In celebration of the 2017 Indiana high school football season, the Indianapolis Colts will host the Horseshoe Classic at Lucas Oil Stadium on August 25th. The first game kicks off at 6 p.m. with Mooresville and Danville, followed by Southport and Westfield at 8:30. Tickets are on sale now at participating schools, as well as the Lucas Oil Stadium ticket office and Ticketmaster. The Horseshoe Classic is proudly presented by Gatorade and supported in part by ATI Physical Therapy and United Healthcare.
The Colts are teaming up with Verizon for the 5th annual kickoff concert, featuring Frankie Ballard with special guests Clayton Anderson and Corey Cox. Join the party from 4:30 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, September 9th on the east block of Georgia Street in downtown Indy. To get your free ticket, visit colts.com/kickoff. The Colts Kickoff Concert is sponsored in part by Bud Light and supported in part by Hank FM and Downtown Indy, Inc.
I've been looking for some real summer excitement for my family, so I asked my kids, do you want to go to the fair and ride some rides? So we're going to the Indiana State Fair in August. We can't wait to twist, tilt, spin, and fly on rides. So come join us, North American Midway, at the Indiana State Fair, August 4th through the 20th, for some good old family fun. For family fun, tasty food, and great times, visit NAMidway.com for details. Going to make you smile.
This is Eric Swope, and you're dialed into the Colts Happy Hour with JMV on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Thank you, Eric. And we're back. Colts Radio Show's podcast, press conferences, player interviews, now available on TuneIn and iTunes. Listen to exclusive Colts Radio content anytime, anywhere. Just simply type in Colts in the search field and stay up to date on the Colts on your schedule on TuneIn and iTunes. Hey, let's revisit real quick because I'm going to have David Dehring answer this. David Dehring's in for Tony, by the way, today. The question of the week brought to you by Forum Credit Union from Nick Sexton of Indy. Nick's question, since 1998, Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning have started 303 of 329 games for the Colts, including the playoffs. How many other quarterbacks started the other 26 games, and can you name them? Six in all, David Dehring. Let's go.
All right, not only will I name them all, I will name you in the order in which they started.
Well, holy crap.
All right, so Kerry Collins, Curtis Painter,
ding, ding.
Dan Orlovsky, Matt Hasselbeck, Josh Freeman, Scott Tolzien.
Woo! There you go. You don't win anything, but that's impressive. That's impressive. Visit the Forum Credit Union fan forum section of Colts.com to interact with other fans online. You can post a topic and participate in various discussions regarding the Colts. Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Colts reporter Caroline Cann had the opportunity to catch up with Hall of Famer and former Colts running back Marshall Faulk about the Colts and more. Caroline.
We got to kick it off. Canton. Did you go this year? What's it like being able to go back and kind of visit with those guys?
I went back. It's phenomenal. I enjoy it. I actually love it. It's always a fantastic time when you get to be around the pillars of the NFL, the guys whom basically made the game the place it was, and afforded me the opportunity to play in this great league and have the things that I have. So I go back. I rub elbows and I huddle up with the guys and pick a couple of guys to learn new things about, and it's always fascinating getting to know people.
Who this year was the person you got to know?
Willie Lanier.
Okay.
And Lynn Barney. Two old school guys. Willie Lanier was actually the first black linebacker ever to play in the NFL, and he's turned businessman, and he's doing great for himself. Lynn Barney sang backup for Marvin Gaye.
What?
So, right, these are things I had no idea.
His resume.
I had no
That's
idea.
A great resume.
He actually has a gold record. That he's
gold record, he's gold jacket.
It's just fascinating learning about these men, because when they played, they had other jobs.
Yeah.
Because the league, you didn't make enough just playing football. So it was fascinating getting to know them, and I look forward to next year. And I think probably the most important thing was just for the Colts fans, Marvin Harrison came back. You know, Marvin's not a guy with big groups and doing stuff like that. I was shocked to see Marvin after going in last year, given the speech that he gave. For him to come back the next year, it was good, and it said something about that room that we are in. There's only 310 of us, about 175 living, and when the time comes for us to get together and welcome in the group, we all come back to support.
Prestige company.
Yes.
That's a great room. Well, be honest, do you wear your gold jacket other places?
I do.
Where's the most, maybe not random, but where's somewhere where you slid that jacket on and you're like, this is... Maybe not something football. Have you ever worn it just somewhere kind of random?
I have. You know, when my first, when you get it, like the first year, you're just kind of overwhelmed.
All outfits are gold.
Yeah, I mean, you're just kind of overwhelmed with what it means. And you're out of the game 5 years, and then all of a sudden you're recognized as like a great. So, you know, it's a little overwhelming, but I actually had to show up to one of my daughter's, you know, like bring your parent to school day. And I had to talk about my career and what I did. So I wore my jacket.
Naturally, yes.
And I wore my jacket.
God, so I don't think anyone can trump that.
It was
parent to work day.
You know, I went to to my daughter's school and I embarrassed her. She liked,
that's a good way
I'm
to
just dad, so when you show up as dad the Hall of Famer, they're kind of like,
Well, there are some Colts that are being mentioned as potential future Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. Edrin James, Frank Gore have been in conversations. When you hear those guys' names, does that just ring a bell of yes, Hall of Famers?
It does. Both of those guys are worthy. Actually, on the show before the enshrinement on Saturday, we started talking about guys that are in, and those were the two guys that I brought up, simply because, you know, when you look at the numbers, the work that they've put in, and just when and how they play, because Frank is still playing, what they mean to their teams. So there's no doubt that both of those guys are going to get in. And when you start talking about running backs in this past happy league, it's always a good thing for me to mention guys like Frank that are still playing, that are still relevant and getting it done.
I saw you standing out there talking to him earlier. What was that conversation like? I think that was combined like 25,000 yards. I mean, ridiculous amount of yards standing together. What was that conversation like?
Frank has always been a student of the game. And from day one, when he came into the league with the 49ers, he called me and was like, hey, I want to know the secrets. I want to know the gift. I want to know the trades. And, you know, every time we're around each other, we're talking football. We were talking inside zone, outside zone. We were talking about how to be effective in a game, new things that I've seen watching film, things, anything that I should be looking out for. And then he always want me to assess his play.
Wow.
And I let him know, you know, he'll send me clips and I'll let him know. I'm like, hey, I like this, I don't like this, work on this.
Yeah.
A guy of his stature who's been in the league, who's done what he's done, he'll still reach out to guys like myself.
That's crazy.
Just to find out, like, how can he get better?
That's phenomenal. That's a great Frank Gore story right there. Well, another thing that's happening in Indianapolis this year is Peyton Manning's statue.
Yeah.
It's going to be revealed. What was your year like with him? And any story, just a Peyton Manning story that just kind of tipped you off that this guy's special?
No particular story, just watching him work. I think through anything, you know, we're all going to succeed at some point in time in sports, and we all have succeeded. But, you know, to watch Peyton throw 20-something interceptions and never waver, it didn't take his confidence away from him. Every bad throw, every good play or bad play, it was part of the learning process for him to become the player that he was. And, you know, I took that from him. You know, sometimes the things that happen to you that are bad, you know, you want to forget them. But those were things that he learned from. And he was the guy at a young age, he would never make the same mistake twice.
What do you think this statue is just going to say to the fans? How important is it that he's going to forever be enshrined here in this huge statue?
Well, I just think it's the relationship that Peyton had with this city. And more than anything, it's a way for the coach to say thank you to him. And make sure that everybody that walks into Lucas Oil know whether they got to see him play in real life or not, this man had a lot to do with building this building.
Well, I can't let you leave, can't let an NFL analyst leave without asking kind of what's your view of the Colts? You've jumped around to a couple different training camps. I know you're preparing for the season as an analyst. What have you seen this year? The Colts' new GM, kind of a new feeling in this building.
Yeah. Chris Ballard has done a great job at rebuilding his team. I mean, I saw them last year, and I probably recognized like maybe 10 guys.
Join the club. I was asking for name tags.
I'm gonna say if there's one thing that defines a team, it's offense and defensive line. And I got the chance to watch 9-on-7. Super competitive. They have some offensive linemen that are just not nice guys. They're nasty. And if you want to get better, your offensive line sets the tempo and edge for your team. When they're soft, you are a soft team. When they're nasty and they're downright about moving people off the ball, then your team is going to be about something.
Oh, that's exciting to hear from a Hall of Famer about some nasty defense and offensive line. Well, I know we'll see you Thursday Night Football when Denver comes down. Any other trips, Andy?
I'll be here for Peyton's statue unveiling, and hopefully I'll be here for a playoff game.
So Marsha Faulk right there, the Hall of Famer, Caroline Cann, sports reporter for the Colts, with us on Colts Happy Hour. It's on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. As always, the injury report brought to you by Methodist Sports Medicine, the orthopedic specialist since 1984, team physicians of the Colts and you. Meantime, we'll take a break, come back for a final quick moment on this edition of Colts Happy Hour. This is FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Transmissions are one of the most complicated and expensive components in your car or truck. Don't let leaks and low fluid make a bad situation even worse. Use Lucas Transmission Fix in your older car's transmission to stop slipping, hesitation, and rough shifting. Lucas Transmission Fix was specially formulated to make your automatic transmission perform like new, and it actually eliminates most leaks. It also works on light-duty manual transmissions to increase shifting ease and transmission life. Shift your problem to Lucas Transmission Fix.
Bullseye Event Group has earned the reputation of hosting the best parties prior to sporting events that include celebrities, athletes, and chefs like Guy Fieri. Bullseye Event Group is the leader in event hospitality and sports travel, and it's located right here in Indy. Bullseye Event Group's hospitality includes the Players Tailgate at the Super Bowl, the Derby Launch Party, Gate 6 Hospitality at the Masters, and yes, Bullseye's VIP pregame tailgate before every Colts home game. Bullseye Event Group's goal is to provide the best experience you can have at an event. Check them out at bullseyeeventgroup.com.
Sports are my life, getting out and being active. When I injured myself last year, my doctor referred me for an MRI at Center for Diagnostic Imaging. Their centers are easy to navigate with simple scheduling. My doctor even had my results back within 24 hours. CDI is the preferred MRI provider for the Indianapolis Colts, and they helped me get back in the game. Where you go for medical imaging is up to you. Go where the pros go.
For more information, visit mycdi.com/in. That's mycdi.com/in.
Hey, Colts fans. This is Lori Wilson for UNCF, the United Negro College Fund. When a low-income Indiana college student is short of money for tuition and textbooks, that's an emergency. That's why UNCF created the Campaign for Emergency Student Aid to help students stay in school. It's an investment in their future and ours. So go to uncf.org and click on Campaign for Emergency Student Aid. UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in.
The Colts are teaming up with Verizon for the 5th annual kickoff concert, featuring Frankie Ballard, with special guests Clayton Anderson and Corey Cox. Join the party from 4:30 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, September 9th, on the east block of Georgia Street in downtown Indy. To get your free ticket, visit colts.com/kickoff. The Colts Kickoff Concert is sponsored in part by Bud Light and supported in part by Hank FM and Downtown Indy, Inc. No show talks more Colts than this one. You're locked into the Colts Happy Hour with JMP on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
All right, thanks to everybody involved today. Matt Taylor, Bob Lamy, Caroline Cann, Marsha Faulk, as well as Chuck Pagano and Barry Krause for being part of the show. All gets underway preseason-wise Sunday morning with me, Big Joe Stasniak, Matt Taylor, and the whole Hee-Haw gang, 10:30 a.m., the Colts pregame huddle begins right here on FM 107.5 and 1070. The Fan, David Deering, outstanding job all day long. Thank you, man, for coming and being here for Tony Donahue, who is out in Vegas. Remember, Indiana Sports Talk later on tonight. That's at 9:30. Bob Lovell in year number 24 across all of our Network Indiana affiliations. Should be good. All right, have a great weekend. 10:30 a.m. That is coming up on Sunday morning. Getting you ready for preseason game number one. Then Bob Lamy and the gang after that. Rick Venturi with me coming up on Monday. Get you updated on everything that he saw on Sunday with his interview with me at 5 o'clock. That's coming up on Monday's show. All right, Colts Happy Hour. FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan. Have a great weekend.
In celebration of the 2017 Indiana high school football season, the Indianapolis Colts will host the Horseshoe Classic at Lucas Oil Stadium on August 25th. The first game kicks off at 6 p.m. with Mooresville and Danville, followed by Southport and Westfield at 8:30. Tickets are on sale now at participating schools, as well as the Lucas Oil Stadium ticket office and Ticketmaster. The Horseshoe Classic is proudly presented by Gatorade and supported in part by ATI Physical Therapy and United Healthcare.
When you've been in the business since 1951, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, we get outstanding feedback from our customers. Why? Because we know how to make quality concrete, and we will help make sure everything is addressed before your contractor pours. Call Shelby and find out what you need to know on your next project. 317-738-3445. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate experts. Bottom line, we'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Colts fans, Indianapolis Colts single game tickets are on sale now. Tickets are available for both preseason and regular season games at the Lucas Oil Stadium box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by phone 800-745-3000. Tickets start as low as $56. Enjoy the NFL's top-ranked game day experience for yourself at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Colts are going to win it! The Colts are going to win it!
Welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I accidentally overdrafted. Can I do anything?
Sure. At Huntington, you get 24-hour grace to fix overdrafts and avoid the fee.
Do all banks have that?
Let's call one and find out.
Big Bank Overdraft Hotline.
Hi, do you have 24-hour grace?
No, but we have 25 graces.
Hello, this is Grace.
Welcome to Huntington, the only bank that has 24-hour grace for overdrafts. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace, member FDIC.
Honda's introducing a new word, Summerbration. Use it as a noun, like, I picked up a 2017 Civic with 0.9% APR at the Honda Summerbration sales event. Or a verb, I'm Summerbrating with KBB.com's Best Buy Overall Winner. Start your Summerbration today at your Honda dealer.
Hurry into the Honda Summerbration sales event through September 5th, now at your Central Indiana Honda dealers.
For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. Offer excludes all hatchback models and Civic SIC dealer for financing details.